This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross, along with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. It's understandable to be myopic when it comes to temperature and precipitation, focusing on the next few days' forecasts. But longer-term outlooks are also of interest and important when it comes to planning. Take us through these two types of forecasting, Rick.
So a weather forecast, we are going to try to tell in high detail. These days, we can even do that at the hourly level. When we move out to monthly or seasonal forecasts, what we're looking for there are the larger patterns, wetter than normal or colder than normal. Things like El Niños or La Niñas, as we move out into years and decades, become less important. They just become the background noise, and we're looking for the long-term signals, things like changes in the temperatures in the oceans and sea ice.
What are the tools you have to provide input?
These days, an important tool are these climate models, and really, these are just weather models that you start off with current conditions, and then you let run for months or up to a year, and then you just take the averages out of that. Now, of course, one individual model like that is not likely to give you good results. So, in fact, there are hundreds of these models run that have different ways that the physics of the atmosphere and the ocean and the ice are dealt with inside those computer code, and we hope are indicating some real physical processes.
Well, I'm glad we have climatologists like yourself reviewing the output of those models. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.